1 Kings chapter 16. Biblical exposition. Overview of the entire content from the perspective of the gospel of the water and the spirit. First, summary of the entire content. 1 Kings chapter 16 records the destruction of the dynasty of Baasha and the changes of kingship in northern Israel that continued through Elah, Zimri, Omri, and Ahab. The kings kept being replaced through treason and war. But the golden calf worship Jeroboam had made did not disappear. Especially in the days of Ahab, the worship of Baal and Asherah spread on a national scale, and the evil of northern Israel grew still worse. 1. Judgment is proclaimed on Baasha and his house, verses 1 through 4. The word of God came to Jehu, the son of Hanani. God had lifted Baasha up from a low place and made him king of northern Israel. But Baasha did not follow God, who had given him the kingship. Baasha was the man who had destroyed the house of Jeroboam, but he kept Jeroboam's golden calf worship and false sacrificial system just as they were. Though he had seen why the dynasty of Jeroboam was destroyed, he walked the same way. God said that he would sweep away Baasha's house completely, like the house of Jeroboam. The name of the dynasty had changed, but because the sin of departing from God was the same, it came to receive the same judgment. 2. Baasha's death and Jehu's rebuke, verses 5 through 7. Baasha died and was buried in Tirzah, and his son Elah succeeded to the throne. Baasha exercised considerable might, but the books of Kings evaluate him centering not on his political achievements, but on the evil he did before God. God rebuked Baasha and his house again through Jehu. Baasha became the instrument that destroyed the house of Jeroboam. Yet he himself imitated the exact same evil that Jeroboam had committed. The fact that he had executed judgment on another did not make Baasha righteous. Though he struck the house of Jeroboam, he followed the sin of Jeroboam, and so he was placed under the same judgment. 3. Elah is killed by Zimri while drunk. Verses 8 through 10. In the 26th year of the reign of Asa, king of Judah, Baasha's son Elah became king of northern Israel. He reigned in Tirzah for 2 years. While the army of northern Israel was besieging Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, Elah was in Tirzah, drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, the steward of his house. At that time, Zimri, who commanded half his chariots, rose in treason. Zimri killed the drunken Elah and became king, just as Baasha had killed Nadab and seized the throne. So Baasha's son, Elah, was also killed by his own servant. A kingship established by violence and treason collapsed before yet another violence and treason. What Baasha had done to the house of Jeroboam returned in the same way upon his own house. 4. Zimri completely destroys the house of Baasha, verses 11 through 14. As soon as Zimri became king, he destroyed the whole house of Baasha. He removed not only the males belonging to Baasha's house, but even his relatives and friends, leaving no one who might challenge his kingship. With this, the word of God proclaimed to the house of Baasha through Jehu was fulfilled. It was the result of Baasha and Elah sinning and making even the people of northern Israel serve vain idols. Zimri removed the house of Baasha in order to make his own kingship firm. But in fact, he became the instrument that fulfilled the word of judgment God had proclaimed. Even within man's political schemes, the word of God was fulfilled exactly. 5. Zimri's kingship ends in 7 days. Verses 15 through 20. When Zimri became king in Tirzah, the army of northern Israel was besieging Gibbethon. As soon as the army heard the news that Zimri had killed Elah and become king, they made Omri, the commander of the army, king. Omri led the army up to Tirzah and besieged the city. When Zimri saw that the city was falling, he went into the citadel of the king's house, set fire to the king's house, and died inside it. Zimri seized the throne through treason, but in only 7 days, he lost both his kingship and his life. He had judged the house of Baasha, but he himself also did evil, following the way of Jeroboam. When a person who has departed from God removes another evil man, that act itself does not make him righteous. Zimri was used as an instrument of judgment, but he did not escape the responsibility for his own sin. 6. The nation is divided between those supporting Tibni and those supporting Omri. Verses 21 to 22. Even after Zimri died, the confusion of northern Israel did not end. Half of the people tried to make Tibni, the son of Ginath, king, and the other half supported Omri. Northern Israel was divided into forces supporting two kings and went through civil war. In the process of setting up a king, rather than asking the will of God, each force chose the man advantageous to itself. In the end, those who supported Omri prevailed over the force that supported Tibni. And when Tibni died, Omri became king of northern Israel. Omri established his kingship through the support of the army and victory in the civil war. 7. Omri builds Samaria. Verses 23 to 24. Omri ruled northern Israel for 12 years, reigning the first 6 years in Tirzah. After that, he bought the hill of Samaria from Shemer for 2 talents of silver. Omri built a new city on that hill and called it Samaria. After the name of Shemer, the owner of the hill, Samaria afterward became the capital of northern Israel and the center of its politics, military, and religion. Omri built a new capital and strengthened the political foundation of the kingdom. His dynasty began to take on a more stable appearance than the dynasties before it. But the standard by which the books of Kings evaluate a king was not city building or political ability. 8. Omri does more evil than the kings before him. Verses 25 to 28. Omri established a strong kingship, but before God he is evaluated as a king who did worse than all the kings before him. He followed all the ways of Jeroboam and kept up the worship of the golden calves. Building a fine capital called Samaria did not cover Omri's sin. Even though he established a politically strong nation, a kingdom that had departed from God was not a spiritually firm nation. After Omri died, he was buried in Samaria, and his son Ahab became king. The dynasty and the capital Omri had established passed on to Ahab, but the wrong faith that had begun with Jeroboam was inherited along with them. 9. Ahab does more evil than all the kings before him. Verses 29 to 31. Ahab became king of northern Israel in the 38th year of the reign of Asa, king of Judah, and he ruled in Samaria for 22 years. The scriptures evaluate Ahab as having done more evil before God than all the kings before him. Ahab had grown so accustomed to evil that he regarded following the sins of Jeroboam as a trivial thing. Jeroboam, even while setting up the golden calves, had claimed that they were the God who brought Israel up from Egypt. But Ahab went further. He married Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of Sidon, and served the pagan god Baal directly. If Jeroboam had exchanged God for golden calves and served them, Ahab officially accepted the worship of Baal and cast God away still more openly. The idolatry of northern Israel deepened to a new stage in the days of Ahab. 10. An altar for Baal and a wooden image of Asherah are set up in Samaria. Verses 32-33. Ahab built a temple of Baal in Samaria and set up an altar for Baal inside it. He also made a wooden image of Asherah. Baal was a god of Canaan thought to give rain and abundance, and Asherah was an idol connected with fertility and prosperity. Ahab tried to obtain from Baal and Asherah the blessings of rain and grain and life that God gives. The marriage with Jezebel was not a mere royal wedding. It became the channel through which the Baal worship of Sidon entered the heart of northern Israel. When the king served idols, the influence spread through the whole nation. If Jeroboam and Omri had led the people into golden calf worship, Ahab spread even the worship of Baal and Asherah on a national scale. He provoked the anger of God more severely than all the kings of Israel before him. 11. The word is fulfilled on Heel, who rebuilt Jericho. Verse 34. In the days of Ahab, Heel of Bethel rebuilt Jericho. He lost his firstborn son Abiram when he laid the foundation of the city, and he lost his youngest son Segub when he set up its gates. This event was the word of God given through Joshua being fulfilled just as it was, even after a long time had passed. After God tore down Jericho, He had spoken in advance of what would come upon the person who rebuilt that city. Heel rebuilt Jericho, even though the word of God stood against it. The spiritual corruption of Ahab's days did not stay within the royal house and Samaria, but affected the life of the people as well. An atmosphere of taking God's warning lightly and putting human plans first had spread through the whole nation. The core gospel meaning of 1 Kings chapter 16. First, being used as an instrument to judge another evil man does not mean that one is righteous oneself. Baasha and Zimri destroyed the dynasties before them. But because they themselves followed the way of Jeroboam, they were judged. Second, if a wrong faith is not cast away, only the dynasty changes and the history of sin continues. The dynasty of Jeroboam was destroyed by Baasha, and the dynasty of Baasha was destroyed by Zimri. But the worship of the golden calves was carried on just as it was. Third, power obtained by violence and treason can hardly last long. Zimri killed Elah and became king. But in only 7 days, he was besieged by Omri's army and died. Fourth, political success and the evaluation before God can differ. Omri built Samaria and established a strong kingship. But before God, he was evaluated as a man who did worse than the kings before him. Fifth, the wrong faith of a leader greatly affects the whole nation. Ahab married Jezebel and built the temple and altar of Baal, and so made all of northern Israel serve Baal and Asherah. Sixth, sin grows worse if it is not set right. The golden calf worship of Jeroboam was passed on to Omri. And in the days of Ahab, the worship of Baal and Asherah was added to it. Seventh, the word of God is fulfilled without fail, even after a long time. The word of Jehu concerning the house of Baasha and the word of Joshua concerning the rebuilding of Jericho were both fulfilled just as they were spoken. 8. In an age that takes the word of God lightly. Individuals, families, and the nation suffer together. The event in which Heel lost his two sons while building Jericho was the result of ignoring the word God had already given in warning. To sum up in one sentence, 1 Kings chapter 16 shows that the kings of northern Israel from Baasha to Ahab killed one another and seized the kingship, and yet did not cast away the sin of Jeroboam, so that idolatry grew still worse, and that even in the midst of it the word of God's judgment was fulfilled without fail. 2 chapter 16. Seen from the perspective of the gospel of the water and the spirit. 1 Kings chapter 16 shows that though the dynasty kept changing from Baasha through Elah, Zimri, and Omri to Ahab, the wrong faith Jeroboam had made was carried on just as it was. Seen at the level of the gospel, of the water and the spirit, it shows that what one believes and preaches matters more than the changing of the names of people and organizations, and that when the word of salvation God has ordained is replaced with human greed and material blessing, spiritual corruption grows still deeper. 1. Baasha follows the way of Jeroboam. Verses 1 through 4. God lifted Baasha up from a low place and made him king of northern Israel. But Baasha did not follow God, who had given him the kingship. He walked the way of Jeroboam, just as it was. Jeroboam's sin was replacing God with golden calves, and changing the sacrifice, the priesthood, and the feasts God had ordained for the sake of his own kingship. Baasha saw the house of Jeroboam destroyed for that sin, but he did not cast away the worship of the golden calves. The gospel of the water and the spirit likewise cannot be changed according to man's purposes. If we leave out part of the word of salvation God has ordained and preach only what is pleasing for people to hear, it produces the same result as following the way of Jeroboam. The fact that Jesus took charge of all the sins of mankind with the baptism he received from John the Baptist, and the fact that he received the judgment of those sins on the cross, are the salvation of God that cannot be changed by human thinking. 2. He became an instrument of judgment, yet his own faith was not right. Verses 5 through 7. Baasha was the man who destroyed the house of Jeroboam. But judging another evil dynasty did not make Baasha's faith right. Even while striking the house of Jeroboam, he followed Jeroboam's wrong faith, just as it was. A person's faith does not automatically become right because he points out another person's wrong. The standard of faith lies not in comparison with other people, but in whether it agrees with the Word of God. More important than what one criticizes is what Gospel 1 believes in one's own heart. If a person claims to believe in Jesus and yet sin remains in his heart, just as it was, he must confirm through the Gospel of the water and the Spirit how Jesus took charge of that sin. The person who believes in the Gospel of the water and the Spirit does not rely on his own judgment. He takes as the standard of his faith the word that Jesus removed all sins by the baptism he received from John, the blood of the cross, and his resurrection from death. 3. Elah's carelessness and Zimri's treason, verses 8 through 14. Elah became king of northern Israel. But while the army was carrying on the war, he was drinking himself drunk in Tirzah. At that time, Zimri, who commanded half his chariots, rebelled and killed Elah. After Zimri became king, he destroyed the whole house of Baasha. With this, the word of God proclaimed to the house of Baasha through Jehu was fulfilled just as it was. Elah inherited from his father not only the throne, but also the sin of Jeroboam. Baasha and Elah both followed vain idols and made the people of northern Israel walk in the same sin. If a person is not spiritually awake, he can accept a wrong faith without even knowing it, following tradition and environment. Therefore, we must not follow a faith merely because parents, leaders, and the majority believe it, but must discern through the scriptures whether that faith agrees with the gospel of the water and the spirit. 4. Zimri's 7-day kingship and rapid destruction, verses 15 to 20. Zimri seized the throne through treason, but in only 7 days he was besieged by Omri's army. When he saw that the city was falling, he set fire to the king's house and died inside it. Zimri destroyed the house of Baasha, but he himself also followed the way of Jeroboam. He changed only the name of the king. He did not change the golden calves northern Israel served, or its wrong system. Even if a person puts forward a new name and a new organization, if the content of the faith is still wrong, no spiritual change has taken place. What matters is not outward reform, but knowing and believing exactly the salvation God has accomplished. The power and honor man establishes can vanish as quickly as Zimri's 7-day kingship. But the salvation Jesus accomplished never changes. The person who believes in the gospel of the water and the spirit regards eternal life as more precious than the power of the world. 5. The people divided between Tibni and Omri, verses 21 to 22. After Zimri died, the people of northern Israel were divided between those who followed Tibni and those who followed Omri. The two forces fought each other, and in the end, those who followed Omri prevailed, and Omri became king. The people were divided over whom to make king, but neither side raised any fundamental question about the golden calf worship of Jeroboam. They were zealous over the matter of choosing a king, but they gave no attention to returning to the faith God had ordained. Today as well, people can regard as important which leader in which group to follow, while not deeply examining the content of the gospel they themselves believe. What decides salvation is not a person's fame or affiliation, but whether one believes in the gospel of the water and the spirit with the heart. The people of God must not be divided around people, but become one within the word of salvation Jesus accomplished. The Holy Spirit leads those who believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit into one faith. 6. Omri builds Samaria. Verses 23 to 24. Omri bought the hill of Samaria for 2 talents of silver and built a new city there. Samaria afterward became the capital of northern Israel, its political and military center. Omri laid the foundation of an outwardly strong kingdom, in that he built a new capital and stabilized the kingship. He was a king with political ability, but the standard by which God evaluates a king was not the size of the city, military strength, or economic success. What God looked at was what faith he held and where he led the people. Having great and splendid buildings, much wealth, and a strong organization does not mean that God is with us. If the gospel of the water and the spirit is not in the heart, outward success cannot resolve the sins of the soul. 7. Omri does more evil than the kings before him. Verses 25 to 28. Omri did worse before God than all the kings before him. He followed all the ways of Jeroboam and made the people of northern Israel keep serving vain idols. The kingdom grew politically stronger, but spiritually it grew darker. This shows that outward prosperity cannot be evidence that one's spiritual state is right. If material success is taught as God's most important blessing, people's hearts come to regard wealth and health and worldly success as more precious than the remission of sin Jesus has given. This can become a faith that looks like serving God while actually serving a golden calf. The greatest blessing God gives to man is to let him believe in the salvation Jesus completed by taking charge of all sins with the baptism he received from John, shedding his blood and dying on the cross, and rising again from death. 8. Ahab regards the sin of Jeroboam as a trivial thing. Verses 29 to 31. Omri's son Ahab did more evil than all the kings before him. He regarded following the sins of Jeroboam as a trivial thing and accepted even the worship of Baal. When sin is taken lightly, one goes on to greater sin. Jeroboam had claimed that the golden calves were God, but Ahab served the pagan god Baal directly. As the wrong faith went uncorrected and continued over generations, it developed into open idolatry. We must not take lightly the leaving out of even a small part of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. If the fact that Jesus took charge of all sins with the baptism he received from John the Baptist is left out, we cannot fully know for what sins the blood of the cross was the judgment. The salvation of God is not something man may divide up and choose from at will. The baptism Jesus received from John, the blood of the cross, and his resurrection from death are one complete salvation that accomplishes the passing on of sin, its judgment, and new life. 9. Baal worship enters through the union with Jezebel. Verse 31. Ahab took as his wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of Sidon. Jezebel brought the worship of Baal and Asherah that she had served into northern Israel, and Ahab did not stop it but accepted it together with her. The union of Ahab and Jezebel did not stay a personal marriage. It produced the result of changing the faith of the whole nation. Union with a wrong faith made the spiritual corruption of northern Israel still worse. The person who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit must not accept teachings different from the gospel alongside it. If we accept both that the gospel of the water and the Spirit is right, and that the claim that sins are washed away by the blood of Jesus, cross alone, is also right, we end up mixing different words of salvation. The word of salvation God has given is one. We must believe in the salvation Jesus completed by taking charge of all sins with the baptism he received from John, receiving the judgment of those sins on the cross, and rising again from death. 10. Baal and Asherah take the place of material blessings. Verses 32 to 33. Ahab built a temple of Baal in Samaria, set up an altar for Baal, and also made a wooden image of Asherah. Baal was thought to give rain and abundant harvests, and Asherah was an idol connected with the multiplying of descendants. Ahab tried to obtain from idols the rain and grain and life that God gives. This was putting material abundance and fleshly desire before God. If a person sets the purpose of believing in God only on wealth and health and worldly success, material things become the idol of his heart. The most important purpose for which God sent Jesus is to save sinners from all sins and make them God's children. The person who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit does not make God a means of fulfilling the desires of the flesh. He regards as most precious Jesus, who washed away all his sins and gave him eternal life, and he offers his life for the preaching of the gospel. 11. Heal. Who rebuilt Jericho? Verse 34. In the days of Ahab, Heal of Bethel rebuilt Jericho, which God had torn down. As a result, he lost his firstborn son when he laid the foundation of the city and lost his youngest son when he set up its gates. Heal's act was an attempt to raise up again by his own strength what had fallen under God's judgment. The word given through Joshua was fulfilled just as it was, even after long years had passed. Spiritually as well, we must not raise up again the problem of sin that God has ended with the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Jesus took charge of all sins with the baptism he received from John the Baptist and received all the judgment of those sins on the cross. And yet, if we teach that sin still remains in the heart of the believer, it is like rebuilding the city of sin that Jesus has brought to an end. The person who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit believes the fact that all his sins were passed on to Jesus and that the judgment of those sins was finished on the cross. On the basis of the Word of God, he acknowledges that he has become a righteous person without sin, and he lives following the guidance of the Holy Spirit. 12. Even when the king changes, a wrong faith keeps being carried on. In 1 Kings chapter 16, the king kept changing. Baasha, Elah, Zimri, Omri, and Ahab. But no one removed the golden calf worship Jeroboam had made. A wrong faith can be passed on to the next generation, even when the names of people and the times change. It begins with a small alteration, but as time passes, it can go as far as replacing God with something completely different, like the Baal worship of Ahab's days. Therefore, every faith must be confirmed by the word of the Scriptures. An old tradition or the fact that many people follow it cannot be the standard of truth. The baptism Jesus received from John, the blood of the cross, and his resurrection from death are the complete salvation the Scriptures testify to. The person who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit must cut off the inheritance of wrong faith and pass on the gospel of life to the next generation. When this gospel is preached accurately, people can have all the sins of their hearts washed away and become the people of God. 13. A life that puts the gospel before personal greed. Jeroboam made the golden calves out of the greed of protecting his own kingship, and Omri, and Ahab, pursuing national strength and material prosperity, expanded idolatry still further. The person who has been saved by believing in the gospel of the water and the Spirit also has the desires of the flesh. But if he puts those desires before God, his heart drifts from the gospel and comes to serve the wealth and honor of the world. The saved person does not become a sinner again because of his shortcomings. He believes in Jesus, who has already washed away all his sins, lays down the thoughts of the flesh, and serves the gospel. The Holy Spirit leads him to live not for his own greed, but for the preaching of the gospel and the salvation of other souls. The core gospel meaning of 1 Kings chapter 16. First, if the content of the faith does not change, no true change has taken place, even though people and dynasties change. Baasha, Zimri, and Omri tore down the dynasties before them, but they all followed the way of Jeroboam. Second, the gospel of the water and the Spirit is the word of salvation that cannot be changed according to man's greed and purposes. Jesus took charge of all the sins of mankind with the baptism he received from John, shed his blood, and died on the cross, and rose again from death. Third, the baptism Jesus received from John the Baptist and the blood of the cross cannot be separated from each other. With the baptism, he took charge of sin on the cross. He received the judgment of that sin, and by rising again from death, he gave new life to those who believe. Fourth, outward success is not evidence of right faith. Omri built Samaria and established a strong kingdom, but before God, he did worse than the kings before him. Fifth, union with a wrong faith blurs the gospel. Just as Ahab accepted the worship of Baal and Asherah through Jezebel, if we acknowledge other words of salvation together with the gospel of the water and the Spirit, the center of our faith collapses. Sixth, putting material things and worldly success before God produces the same result as serving the golden calf and Baal. The greatest blessing God has given is to believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Receive the washing of all sins, and obtain eternal life. Seventh, we must not raise up again the problem of sin Jesus has ended. The person who believes in the gospel of the water and the Spirit believes that all his sins were passed on to Jesus, and that the judgment of those sins has completely ended. Eighth, since a wrong faith can be passed on to the next generation, the gospel of the water and the Spirit must be preached accurately. A leader must put the salvation of souls before his own interests and preach in full the word of salvation recorded in the Scriptures. Ninth, the saved person must not serve his own greed as God, but must live for the gospel. The Holy Spirit leads the person who has received the washing of all sins to keep the gospel of the water and the Spirit and preach it to the world. To sum up, in one sentence, 1 Kings chapter 16 shows, through the process in which the wrong faith of Jeroboam was passed on through Baasha, Zimri, and Omri to Ahab, and grew worse into Baal worship, that we must believe and preach in full the gospel of the water and the Spirit that Jesus completed by the baptism he received from John, the blood of the cross, and his resurrection from death, without mixing it with any other teaching.